Good morning to everyone. Our first case this morning is State versus, I'm going to pronounce this, Nicias and Mishlecht. Good morning to you. Did I get the pronunciation correct? Thank you.
May it please the Court, my name is Michelle Schlecht. I'm an attorney with the Kapalaki Law Firm, and our firm represents the appellant, Gregory Nicias, in this case, and I would ask you to rebuttal. Mr. Nicias was found guilty of operating a commercial motor vehicle without a commercial driver's license, a Class 3 misdemeanor, by the County Court of Dixon County, which was then affirmed by the District Court. The basis of appellant's argument here today on appeal is that the hay grinder Mr. Nicias was operating does not fall within the definition of a commercial motor vehicle, and Mr. Nicias was not required to obtain a commercial driver's license for its operation. Trial was had to the County Court of Dixon County based upon a set of stipulated facts, which was submitted to the court, and those facts included in part that Mr. Nicias worked as a hay grinder for Jones Grinding Service, which provides custom hay grinding services for farmers in the area of that business. He was traveling from a customer site back to the company office in the tractor and hay grinder unit when he was stopped and cited. The tractor and hay grinder unit were not commercially licensed, had no DOT number or registration. The hay grinder did move as one unit, which was connected by a fifth wheel attachment mechanism, and the hay grinder unit had a combined weight of 63,100 pounds.
Counsel, can you explain what in one of the paragraphs of the stipulation that describes this piece of machinery, it ends with the sentence, "The state disputes the characterization of the power unit." Can you tell me what that seems to be about? It doesn't appear from the cold record.
Sure. My understanding, and as we've set out in the stipulated facts, the power unit is the truck that's used to haul the hay grinder from site to site. And I believe in their briefing and arguments in the underlying trial, that they believe that the power unit is more a part of the hay grinder, the engine mechanism actually on the hay grinder itself. And so I think that is the difference of opinion as far as what the power unit is.
The stipulation does say that the hay grinder on the trailer cannot operate without the power unit attached, right?
That is true. The power unit, for our intents and purposes, being the truck that moves it from site to site, is a unique piece of machinery in that truck stays attached at all times. It's different than a semi-truck that's hauling a cattle trailer or a grain trailer. And that semi, once it is attached to the hay grinder, goes in and out of the fields with the hay grinder. It provides stabilization for the grinder while it's actually operating and grinding the hay.
Is your suggestion, if I've got this right, that the truck is always attached?
Correct.
Is that of necessity, or detached and the truck applied to some other purpose?
I think it could be detached and applied for some other purpose. But in the hay grinding industry, it is the practice that once you create your hay grinder unit and once you attach that hay grinder to the semi-truck tractor, you would not detach it.
This is a custom, based
Correct.
On custom,
Correct.
Not a limitation of the mechanical parts.
Correct.
Did the trial court make a factual finding with respect to the thing you're talking about now? A specific factual finding, and if so, how do we review that?
What's
our standard of review?
Sure. I think the court made the finding, the county court made the finding that the evidence was sufficient in this case to constitute the truck tractor as the commercial motor vehicle transporting the property.
I understand the overall finding of the trial court. My question went to a specific factual finding with respect to the attachment of the hay grinder to the semi tractor. Was there a factual finding there?
I do not believe so.
Thank
you. So when we evaluate this case under the statute, Section 60-465, which defines commercial motor vehicle for purposes of the Motor Vehicle License Act, obviously it's necessary to look at all of the components of that statute, including subparagraph 1, which requires that it has to be a motor vehicle used in commerce to transport passengers or property. And it is our position that the hay grinder unit is not used in commerce to transport passengers, and that the county court erred in finding that the evidence established that it was used in commerce to transport passengers, which the county court found was appellant as an employee of the vehicle's owner who was the driver of this vehicle.
Would this be different than a farmer or someone who is doing corn shopping or hauling, driving a combine to the field?
I think that is what we liken it to. There are some specific statutory provisions that look at farm purposes and define things for farm purposes.
And if he were hauling the combine on a flatbed trailer, that would be a different story because those are two independent units.
I think that's
your
true.
Your position is here is that this thing can't operate without being, it's probably the power drive shaft that it gets off the truck's axle that powers the hay grinder, so it has to be attached to some power source. And that's what this is.
That is our position, that it is one unit. Once this connects, it becomes one unit, one unique piece of machinery that not only moves on the highways, but moves in and out of fields and is there as part of the machinery while the hay grinding process is going on.
But it could be detached from the grinder and then attached to a trailer?
It could be. But I think when we look at this, we have to look at the use and commerce of this particular piece of unique machinery. And the use and commerce of
this... It's not hauling property, and it's not hauling a separate unit. It is the unit that's actually driving on the road.
That's correct. It's not hauling bales. It's moving as one piece of equipment, one piece of machinery, again, down the roadway to get to another field, in and out of the fields for the grinding process.
So under that definition, the way you interpret that, an empty trailer attached to a semi-tractor would not be a commercial motor vehicle.
I think that is a similar argument. There is a statute that specifically defines trailer. Granted, it's not in Article 4, it's in a different article. But in that article, they call it a device that hauls property or passengers. So, you know, I think under those terms, it would be similar.
Does your reading of the statute, as you fit it to the facts, is it your outcome dependent on what two separate facts that the truck always stays attached to the grinder, and furthermore, it provides a source of power?
The power comes in really the transportation. There is an engine on the hay grinder. I don't want to mislead you on this. The engine on the hay grinder provides the power for the grinding
service. And could it
services.
Be powered up by a source other than a truck?
That I don't know. I think the attachment mechanism is pretty unique, this fifth wheel attachment mechanism, in order to
as it lay in this case, right? Is that always the source? Must the truck always be the source?
In the industry, this is what I've seen. I don't know if
I think that's an answer to a different question.
Some other equipment that could move this around, is that's your question?
No, could there be another source of power?
I think there could be another source of power. I think in this hay grinder, the power comes from the engine to grind it on the actual hay grinder, but I believe that there are other models out there where the power source comes from the transporting tractor trailer.
Counsel, to be clear, and I don't want, you didn't say anything, but I wanted this to be clear. 6465 has two parts to it. The first that defines commercial motor vehicle, and the second that excludes certain things, and that's where the farm exception is. And you've conceded all along you don't fall within the farm exception.
That's correct. We are not specifically excluded under those exclusions in 60-465. So the analysis has to come up at the top, whether this is a motor vehicle that's used in commerce to transport passengers or property.
Would you still characterize this vehicle as primarily one used for agricultural purposes?
Yes.
It doesn't grind anything else but hay, does it?
No.
In brief, you also extended an argument trying to invoke the definitions from other parts of Chapter 60. You haven't argued that this morning. I take it you're...
No, well, I haven't gotten there, no. I think the important thing when we look at those other statutes and we try to determine the intent of the legislature and look at them conjunctively, under that registration and that Title Act where they are specifically excluded, I believe the legislature looked at it as one unit when it was excluding it from registration and excluding it from titling.
And doesn't that tell us the legislature knew how to exclude a hay grinder and power unit if it thought it wanted to?
Yes, certainly it could have under 60-465 excluded it, and I don't know why it didn't exclude it if there were other reasons or not. But I think, going back up and still doing the analysis under the statute, you still have to consider whether this particular piece of machinery is used in commerce to transport passengers or property.
Well, this unit cannot go through the field without having the truck attached, can it?
That's correct.
There's no other device that allows the equipment to move through the field. It has to be attached to some kind of a truck because it doesn't have front wheels otherwise.
No, it cannot move on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Love, good morning to you.
Good morning, Your Honors. And please support. My name is George Love on behalf of the Appellee of the State of Nebraska. I think that the county court in its findings did a very thorough job in examining the applicable statutes and definitions and so forth in terms of coming to the conclusion it did that this vehicle is in total requires a commercial driver's license in order to operate it.
Was there any evidence in the record that the actual Jones Grinding Company required their vehicle operators to have a commercial driver's license when they're...
No, not that I'm aware of, anyway.
So that was simply up to the driver to be properly licensed before he took the vehicle from the company?
I don't think you can come to a conclusion, Your Honor, based on what the company required in terms of licensing of its particular employees.
Well, it might be evidence of what both parties' understanding was with regard to operating this vehicle.
Right. Well, obviously, if the appellant in this case believes that a Class O driver's license is sufficient to operate it, and the state believes that the vehicle, the combination of the two, is a commercial vehicle. I believe the district court affirmed the county court in this matter, and I would just simply point to the basic rule of statutory construction that the specific governs over the general, and the legislature defined what a commercial vehicle is for various purposes under the Titling Act, under the Registration Act, and under the commercial or the Operator's License Act, meaning that the definitions found in the Licensing Act are the ones that are applicable because they specifically define what a commercial vehicle is for the purpose of having an operator's license. Second, I don't think you need to read these three statutes together because you assume there's an ambiguity opening them up to construction, and there isn't. Definitions of 60-465 are very clear in the sense that the vehicle inclusive of a towed unit, so the tractor trailer that hauls the unit around of the towed unit, I don't think there's any question the hay grinder is a towed unit, is in excess of the 26,000 pounds. Well, the total weight of the vehicle is 61,100 pounds. So I think that definitely fits within the definition of what is required under the Licensing Act and what a commercial motor vehicle is under that act. I don't see any ambiguity in the statutes, and I guess I'm simply going to submit it on brief with that. It seems very direct to me, unless you have any questions.
What was the purpose of the commercial driver's license statutes?
The purpose of the statutes themselves? I think it is to say you require special education or training, if you like, in the operation of certain types of vehicles for public safety.
In other words, if they're big and heavy and
right.
potentially dangerous on the highways.
Or you have passengers, like in a bus, for example.
Were there any passengers in this vehicle?
Sorry.
Were there any passengers
no, Your Honor,
in the, or could there be?
No.
Well, how is this different from a combine or... Isn't a combine big and dangerous on a highway?
Well, I think some of the definitions, and believe me, I don't have the statute memorized, but some of the definitions specifically exclude farm machinery. Now, if you were hauling...
Isn't this a piece of farm machinery?
Pardon me?
Isn't this a piece of farm machinery?
That's right, but it's not excluded. It's specifically excluded under the Titling Act and the Registration Act to benefit, basically... to those who manufacture or operate grinders, but that doesn't mean it's excluded under the License Operating Act. So it's best, I guess, I can answer that question.
The exceptions under 60465 sub 2 that the appellant concedes do not apply, it include a farm exception, but even there it has to be machinery operated by a farmer.
That's correct.
And this is not by any means.
That's correct.
A farmer. This is a commercial hay grinding service.
That's correct. And I believe the county court, in its very well written and extensive order, pointed out the fact that this is not a farmer. So the exceptions, the appellant was not a farmer, so the exceptions wouldn't apply to him.
The legislature, unless federal law has some impact that's not clear in this record, the legislature could accept a hay grinder and power unit from the commercial driver's license requirements, just as they have accepted it for other aspects of the motor vehicle licensing law.
Absolutely, and I think because it's clear they excluded it under the Titling Act and under the Registration Act. In other words, they're not essentially taxing the hay grinder, requiring titling and so forth under those two acts. If they had intended to exclude it under the Commercial Licensing Act, they could have done so. But I think the reason they probably didn't is, as former Justice pointed out, there are safety considerations, and given the type of equipment here and its use on the public highways, one should be a little bit more specialized in their driving training than just a regular.
The objectives of titling and registration are different, are they not,
than
the operator license objective?
Certainly, yes, Your Honor. But I think it's indicative that they certainly thought of that particular unit in those two acts and obviously did not exclude it under the Motor Vehicle Operating Licensing Act. No further questions, we would ask that you affirm the district court's affirmation of the county court's decision. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there time for rebuttal? There is no time for rebuttal. The next case of the day is Lindsay versus Piddle.
morning, Your Honor. Back again.
Mr. White, good morning to you. Let's give everybody a second.